Hello, and welcome to Hillmere Holders. Today is the sixth day from the beginning of September, which is new month. I can definitely feel the change of seasons happening. It's quite amazing. The skies today were gray and like windy, like the, I don't know, fall windy like that. It's amazing. The smell of it, the sense of it, it's quite amazing and even mesmerizing. So I hope that wherever you are and whenever you are, you can feel and connect to that element of nature, and to bring all of who you are into the surface and expose yourself to the teachings, the prophecies, the energy of whatever it is that is happening, and to simply enjoy it, because it is an amazing time to be alive. Anyway, today's show, we will talk about unity teaching and all that jazz. And I want to give a big shout out to my co-host and spirit twin, Jim, for writing this title, because this title is really cool. I see that people are joining in. Ronnie Galk has his group with 15 people. We missed the show last week. Did something not work? We didn't do any show last week. So we didn't miss anything. Everything worked as it needed to. And Jonathan from Australia with a family of five. And Janie and Hello with Jay are with us. So welcome, everybody. Great to see you as part of the medicine wheel we're sitting with today. So as I mentioned before, we will talk about unity teaching and other stuff. I mean, what is unity? We haven't quite figured that out. We always mentioned that, but we haven't talked about it and haven't went too deep into this concept. The final and seventh element in this cycle of oneness, of balance, of who we are as part of the universal change. And it's amazing how much unity is a core and necessary in our lives today, and it has been like that for centuries. But I think it's really important to bring that up, to kind of like to bring that into our everyday lives today and see what it is that we need to improve, and how can we take that element of unity and all those teachings and to bring that into our lives to make the world a better one, to heal who we are and to continue to do what it is that we're here for. So as people start to show up, I'll pass the talking stick to Jim. Jim, talking stick is yours.
He's looking for the mute button. Yep. Okay, here we go, kicking into another show. And I just exchanged some more messages with Running Elk. Apologize that we didn't announce there would be no show last week. But we do always announce what the show is coming up. So, but I know Running Elk and some of the others have trouble getting online. Anyway, we apologize. Sue and I were up at the Unity concert. Gee, what a surprise. In the Black Hills last week, and there was no reception at all. And it was too late for Sharon to just pull something together. So we decided that it was a good time to take off and apologize for not being here. We will try, if we know ahead of time, we'll try. We truly didn't know until the day before, because I went on site where the concert and the gathering was to try to see if we could connect, and it was impossible. So, unity. Yeah, Unity is so many things and so critical right now. And I'm glad to see more people are showing up. This will be a fun talk, I'm sure, and we'll need other people's opinions on this one. Unity, as we talked about where the show was listed, there's unity within ourselves, which is so critical. I'm just going to give you my thumbnail for now, folks. And then there's unity within our circles, and there's unity within the whole planet. As far as ourselves, Jaron and I did a lot of exploring over the last few years as we've been together as spirit twins on the different parts of our being. You know, mind, body, and spirit just doesn't capture it. It's better than just saying, you know, you're one thing and not looking holistically, but it really doesn't capture it. And so as we explored, we realized mind, body, spirit, emotions, sexuality, dreams, but there was a seventh piece, and it took a while until that came. The seventh piece is in fact, unity. Unity of the whole within, unity that connects to others without. It is a separate energy that's part of the whole. It's a spiritual energy at the highest level. And when we finally get to that point to start feeling that unity and applying that unity, seeing what we do with that unity, it can cause a lot of problems. Some people jump back to where they were before. They don't know what to do with it, or it startles them or scares them. Or they just want the comfort of the way things were. Of course, that never works, because nothing's ever the way it was. But when you start to feel unity and climb into that place of unity, it really, really shifts the way you see everything, you do everything. And we're still out of unity in circles and nations and globally, that's for sure. The good news is it's becoming very, very evident where that unity is not present, I think. And let's talk about that more, too. I mean, we're seeing it every single day. Unity of being, I've been having my own issues with that one. A lot of things coming through me emotionally, causing me a lot of physical pain, incredible sinus issues, which again is emotions. And others I know who are very close to me are having similar problems, but in different arenas. And it came up with some people I was talking with at that concert last week, which was a unity concert. We'll talk a little bit more about that later, too. But for now, I've spouted enough. That's my ideas on individual unity and circle unity and global unity. Let's see what Sharon has to say.
I think one of the most important things that we have to recognize is that every element that the circle gives us goes in both ways. One direction is from, you know, to look from within us, to work personally on ourselves, to be centered from the inside, while on the other hand, you have the element of the universe, global element, your relationship with other people. And I think the most important thing when it comes to unity is that they have to reflect each other all the time, because how we treat ourselves is exactly how we treat others, and how we treat others is exactly how others would treat us. And this is something that I think that we miss this concept too many times. And we forget that we all come from the same origin, from the same energy, and we forget how much we are alike, and we always focus on becoming better than each other instead of, you know, reaching out and help one another. I see. Wow, that's good. I see a message from Janie. She said, at the moment, there is a lack of global unity at the moment. Okay. The current situation with the Syrian refugees is bringing about a whole lot of negativity here in the UK. Those of us who are trying to see the bigger picture are being judged. Sure is, you know, the whole thing with the refugees right now, with the Middle Eastern refugees, this scenario is sure a difficult one for both sides. And I think once we understand it is difficult for both sides, then we will be able to figure out what it is exactly that we need and can do from one, for one another. But I totally agree with you. I think that there's a serious lack of global unity at the moment within our societies. And we don't show our hearts enough. We don't expose ourselves enough because we're afraid it might hurt us. We're afraid not to be good enough for what it is that we need to do. We constantly monitor ourselves and too much of it. And we need to hold that in front of us and learn what it is and learn everything that we can. It doesn't help to have fear in European streets, countries, from these refugees. But on the other hand, we all need to consider what are the consequences of our actions, whichever action that might be. Jim?
Yeah, I'm looking what people are writing here as well. I see we have some new folks from Angola, which my geography's not great. I know it's Africa. I think it's south coastal Africa. I'm not sure. But welcome. Glad to see you here. There's absolutely a lack of global unity. Yeah, there's no question. There's a lack of unity within the individual countries as well. And taking it down further, within individual communities also. This has to play out. So it is, how do we create unity? How do we live in unity? And not be judging and fighting with those who are just not going to go there. That's a real challenge for certain. Part of it is, again, creating that inner unity first, accepting what we are, who we are, what it is we're here to do, stepping up with those we're to do it with, and moving ahead, because it's hard to start creating unity around us in our communities, in our own personal circles, in our planet, if we don't have it inside of ourselves first. It's kind of like, you know, living a lie. And we see so much of this in the media today. How many people do you see who are pointing the finger, who are yelling and screaming hate or you know, ideas to keep people imprisoned from being able to do things in a positive way, who then very shortly afterwards you see are being held up for doing exactly the things that they've been ranting about. So if our own personal unity isn't there, how the heck can we expect anything of our groups and our circles? So I think really part of it is to continue to work on our own personal unity. This is the last part of the being, mind, body, spirit, emotion, sexuality, dreams, and unity. If you can sense, feel, and balance all those parts now, you're into unity. And don't look for perfection, because we all know that's not going to come. But you really need to feel all the parts. You need to see where they fall in you. You need to understand what balance they need to be in you, so you have unity of being. So those different parts that we're calling out here, mind, body, spirit, so forth, those parts need to be called out. They need to be addressed and respected and worked with individually. But then they need to be integrated into the whole of what we are. So they work together in unison, in harmony, and in a good flowing motion. And, you know, that's what my teachers never quite use these words, but that's the key thing they were trying to teach me, as they told me that, you know, I'd go through some really tough times in this time, as would so many others. So I think that's the personal unity thing. And I think that, as Janie was saying, those of us who are trying to see the bigger picture are being judged. Yeah, of course. Of course, because those who are not willing or able to start doing this work, to walk in unity, personal unity and group unity, they are scared to death. And so they will attack anything, anything that says we have to change. I certainly see it here, and I know some of you are seeing it in your countries and areas, so feel free to throw up examples as well. But, you know, we've got things going on in this country that are really fascinating. We've got this Donald Trump, who is almost like a cartoon character, but not funny because he's so hate-filled, suddenly, you know, running for president, and you see all these people behind him, which is showing how many people really are out of whack. You see, I'm just using these all as examples because they're easy ones. Dr. Ben Carson, I think it is, also running for president, who says if he becomes president, he's going to set up a biblical-type tax structure. In other words, he's going to determine things based on the words in the Bible. Now, I'm not condemning the Bible or anyone's right to go ahead and believe it, but that's a pretty crazy thing to state for a country. We've got this pact with Iran that's about to go through, finally, and it's being attacked on so many sides because these folks don't even want to give peace a chance. They want to stay the way they are, and I've seen people posting on Facebook today, some, as Janie's noticed, posting on things that I've said and saying, nope, we still live in that old kind of system. We live in the Middle Ages. The only thing we can do is fight and war and killing. And I'm like, wow, if that's the case, we might as well throw up our hands now because we're not going to move into the fifth earth. We're not going to move into that place of light. It's hard work. Got to happen. And so, talking unity, I will now shift it over to my spirit twin, who's part of my unity of being, since we are the same spirit. I hadn't thought of that one. Go ahead.
Thank you. A great comment, another great comment from Jenny. She said, I understand some of the concerns as I have them too. However, it is the way things are being addressed. Bono and U2, the band, I mean, at the concert last night said that we have to work together, but they don't even want to do that. You know, there is always a problem when there are two sides and one of them doesn't want to work. That's a difficult one for sure. It's critical. It's crucial to give them the time to figure it out, not to push them or something like that, but whenever they will be ready, whenever the other part will be ready to work together, then be welcome, you know, welcome the other side and allow them to merge their energy with yours and to address what it is that we need to address as species. So I totally agree with you. I think there is a lot to it. I wish we would see more changes for that in this topic, but unfortunately right now we see a lot of I imagine it as a battlefield with people firing words at each other, like to insult other people in their honor and respect. And, you know, words can hurt you as much as any gun. So, yeah, but we sure see a lot of chaos around the world. We sure see the critical and very disturbing Syrian refugees situation right now, an issue. We see a lot of a lot of conflicts in the American politician. I don't know how to call it because I don't know what's going on, because the whole thing seems so weird and so bizarre to me. But we see a lot of energies clashing into each other, but not in the best way. But on the other hand, it might be that it is the beginning of something new. And the beginning is not always nice or rainbowy and sunshiny, but it sure is a beginning nonetheless. And we're able to, to make the road as we see it. And I hope that we will see only positive things, or at least balanced ones, and whatever that is negative, to be able to take what we need to build a better world. The personal unity is so critical, again, as I mentioned before in the beginning of our show. When we feel that unity from the inside, we can project it on the outside. Now, I think that's one of the most important things, and a critical milestone to have when you are doing all you can to make this world a better place. And I think we all have that agenda. We all want to see a better world. What is the vision of a better world? Everybody has their own description and vision. But I think once we will understand that we all have different opinions and we can talk about it, then it's a great beginning, and we need to trust the moment and the universe to tell us and to guide us what it is that we need to see and work with. But sure is important nonetheless. I see from Ronnie Gelk, we must have all people come together if we want to enter the new earth. This has been said by many ancestors. Yeah. I don't have anything to add to that because Jim spoke about it not too while ago. But yeah, totally. I think that those are great words. I wish they were more actions than words at the moment. But maybe there's something that I don't see, which is okay. Not much of a surprise, but allow it to happen. I think it's important to be aware of that sentence running out. So thank you so much for bringing that up. I see Adisa said, my mother says we're in Angola, have been a lot of horrible things, but we must move with all people. She likes the unity of person, things that you say, and will be asked for more, if you will. Of course, and I'm glad to see you and your mother, Adisa, working together and listening to that show and sharing that energy. And I see something that you quoted from Carson Opine. I don't know how to pronounce that. Jim, back to you.
Yeah, these are some great comments. Thank you all. And I see there's some other people who are coming and going on the phones. If you're just listening, that's great. If you do want to speak, remember you have to get hold of us either on the message board or the chat board, and just let us know you do want to open the phones. And then we won't waste a lot of time opening phones for those who don't want to wish to speak. I guess I'm going to have to go back to a little bit of what Sharon was saying, if I understood what she was saying on this. I think she said that we are all trying to create a better place and move into a better world, words to that effect, and no, I can't agree with that at all. In fact, there's some who absolutely do not want that. Those of us who are awake, who are doing these things, who are even worrying about and trying to work on our unity as a human being, absolutely, we're doing our best to create that better place and to start healing all these wounds that we've created on ourselves, each other, our planet, so on and so forth. But there are many, many, many who do not want that. There's the whole group that's in fear and hate. They're the ones who are now showing up, like we mentioned, or I mentioned, those following Donald Trump. They're trying to move into a past or in a place of isolation, or, you know, holding their faith up as a banner. And that doesn't work, not anymore. We have to come together, forget what faith we are, what color, what gender. Unity means unity of everything. So there are a bunch of groups like that. Some of them right now are actually like Donald Trump, like this Dr. Ben Carson, like a bunch of others, are running for high office. Some are the ones who are in big business, who absolutely don't want things to change. They like it very well that they control almost all of the financial resources of the earth. So it's those who, we can't hate them, we don't want to go to war with them, waste too much time with them. We want to recognize who they are. We want to see now that they're becoming very visible. Can't hide anymore. No rocks to hide behind anymore, because things are changing just too darn fast. Dr. Ben Carson again, running for president, following up on what he said, and he had said that as president, I will create a biblical, sin-based tax program. Wow. Now, what he's saying here is, we came here to do our work of unity. Isn't that interesting? No, I'm sorry, I'm reading the wrong one. I lost it. Wait on. Okay, here we go. After all, religion in general, and Christianity in particular, does have a proven track record of judging believers unmistakably for their sinful behavior, right? Now, he said this at a talk, I guess, he gave the other day. Wow. Let's just look at that. You know, talk about lack of unity. So, first he says religion in general. So he makes it all religions. But then, wait a minute, he goes to, well, some religions are more, are better, are bigger than others, because he says Christianity in particular. So now he's saying Christianity is better than any of the others. So much for unity. Then he says they have a proven track record of judging. Really? Honestly? I mean, is that why we've had all these sins and wars and atrocities carried on by religions? Because they have a great track record of judging? Oh, he takes another step of judging believers. Oh, I see. So now it's just believers. So if you're not a believer, which I guess for him is in Christianity because they're the big bad guys in the park, then you're wrong anyway. So why judge you? Let's just kill you. I mean, that's where you would go with that kind of judging. Judging believers unmistakably for their sinful behavior. And that's where there are still a lot of people stuck. Those moving forward have moved into spirituality or back into spirituality, or at least they're exploring it and finding out what it means. But it's those kind of comments that show you that there's some who are trying to stay where they are. I talked about this online today, I think, with our sister Sandra on some post. And she was talking about how some people right now are just not going to see these things, and it's just still a small number who are actually seeing the big picture. And how some are not getting out of their old ways. And so I mentioned there something that I had been toying with for a bit, and some are just walking back into the way they were because they think it's comfortable beginning. Comfortable, easy, they'll be safe. I don't know, somebody's going to save them. That's, to me, that's the Stepford community way of life. You're in a circle of, like the old movie Stepford Wives, except this is Stepford living. So you're a Stepford being. You go about the motions, you know, get up, go do your job, whatever, take a walk, whatever you do with your daily life, but you don't push anything. You don't learn anything new. You don't open up because, of course, that would threaten you. Now, luckily, many, many, many more people are walking away from that now, even if it's difficult, even if they backslide sometimes, and stepping up into the light and saying to people like this Ben Carson, if you wish to believe that, that certainly is your right, but we cannot have someone like you guiding a lot of people who are going to start judging based on your own ideas of religion and God. That was a mouthful, I'm sorry, but wow, that was a really, that was, I guess it's Adisa who put that up, who got me going on that, and then I found it, so thank you. Over to you, Sharon. Some more good ones from Janie.
Yeah, she said, we came here to do a work of unity. Some of us won't see our work completed in this lifetime, but we're making a difference. It might take, it might just take longer than we hoped. Oh my God, sure thing. Definitely. I think that that things are shifting all the time, and it's really hard to assess how much time it would take for us to get to that place that we can say, okay, this is the beginning of the good road that we were talking about so long. I think because there are so many changes and so many conflicts within ourselves and each other, then, you know, we make this, it's kind of like we make this deadline, if you want to call it like that, that's fine, a bit longer. So that's not what we want to do. It's kind of like global warming. I mean, it's a natural thing, by the way, global warming. It's something that happens. But we, what we do makes it way, way worse and against ourselves. As you know, as I, again, what I said, what we feel on the inside, we reflect on the outside. So it is important to make sure that that unity part is not contained and is quite open to all relationships as they are, our relationship with each other, relationship with ourselves, relationship with animal guides, relationship with nature, relationship with ancestors, and so on and so forth. I don't think that religion, for that matter, what Jim mentioned, religion is the best, most righteous and balanced way to create society as it is, or as it might be. I think it would create a sameness that we sure don't need. We do need oneness, and I don't think that religion, that's my personal opinion, you can disagree on that, it cannot bring what it is that we are hoping and we've envisioned. From Jonathan, the Stepford people. Yes, I like that. It is so true. We have watched some people who were opening the spirit way suddenly go back and begin to live the way that they were before. Now it makes sense. Some are leaving that again, some not. You know, it's an interesting concept nonetheless when you try to imagine people that, you know, suddenly go back to the beginning to live the way that they were before. It's a lot of unity concept in it because you get connected to your roots, like old roots as they were, and you get to experience yourself in different time zones, which I believe is quite fascinating, and I would recommend to do that to those who are capable enough to see themselves from a different perspective, and to not over monitor themselves or not over criticize themselves, but to have that reflection to give you the best feedback there is. I see from Running Elk, from grandfather here, Black Elk thought he failed because his vision was not finished as he died. Yet now the four colors are coming together, slow but good. I think that, and I can understand Black Elk's frustration and the thoughts that went through him that he thought he failed. The thing is that, you know, once you try, not try, but once you start doing something, you cannot really fail. There's no failure. If you don't do a thing, then you failed. But I think a vision, even the person who holds that vision, doesn't always get to see the whole vision to be experienced as like all of it, like the full version of it. I think that the most important thing, one of the most important things when it comes to unity, is to understand that there are all those generations right now. There is the seven generations that we need to remember that, okay, maybe I start something today that might start change the world, but I won't get to see all of it. But I will know in my heart that there are good people out there that can follow my track, my path, and to see where it leads them, because we're not just doing this just for ourselves, but also for the seven generations. Jim, back to you.
Okay, and so people are sending me other funny quotes that have been coming in the last few days. Some I'd seen, some I had not. Here's one just to put a smile, but just to show how completely out of unity some people are. This is from the illustrious Donald Trump. And he said this in a speech. My grandparents didn't come to America all the way from Germany just to see it get taken over by immigrants, not on my watch. So these people don't even know what they're saying, some of them. And again, I wouldn't want to be picking on the poor Donald. He just makes it so easy. But we're seeing a lot of this. Those who are trying to fight change are saying and doing anything and not even realizing what it is they're saying. And Sue said, so much needs to change, and many of us need to come together and change the energy of what is around us now. As we come together with like minds, changes will come naturally. Yeah, that's absolutely right, and that's what we're doing. And that's why holding things up so people see it is so important. You know, a couple years ago, we started with this healing mirror concept. And that's what this is about, holding that mirror up, let people see. And it is working. It won't, I would have to disagree with her. It will not come naturally. It will come if we do that, if we continue to come together in circles. If not too many go into their old ways and start walking the circle as Stepford children, because then we lose them from the collective light of the whole, because they can't see what they used to. They've opted not to. If new people keep awakening all the time. And so this is what, I think this might be a little bit of a segue, but I'm going to go here. A week or so ago, I think it was. Anyway, Sue and I went up to the Unity concert in the Black Hills. Sacred. Lakota, Dakota land, and all the other Sioux tribes as well. And we were invited by friends, Adam, Izzy, and Nikita, to be there. And I was so glad we went. So the Unity concert there was all about people coming together, the nations themselves, the Red Nations for sure, to keep the Black Hills safe and secure and stop the dominant culture from selling off any more of it. And that's all the other cultures, because we wear the four colors there in a big way. And there was beautiful unity there. We didn't see, we were there the whole 3 days, and I don't think we saw one issue of a problem. Art and music led the way in this. And then during the day, there were lots of wonderful meetings and talks and everything else going on. And I was reminded, and we've talked about this in the past, how important, critically important, music, art, all of the arts, we're going to be in this time. And we got to remember that because they're really a great tool to use. And so yesterday, Knocko Bear, who sang up there, and we got to meet because Adam knew him, was singing here in Fort Collins, and we decided to go. And we saw, again, a similar picture, thousands of people. We didn't see any problems at all. And we listened to Knocko sing his songs with his group there, and most of those songs are indeed about unity. And how do we get that unity? And how do we find that place? And how do we come together? So, yeah, it may not all happen in our lifetimes. Some of us are further along this life than others. So we will see less of it play out. Some, like Sharon, will see more of it play out. Some much younger than Sharon will see even more of it play out. And, you know, that is the circle. That's the unity of life, because we move from here back into the spirit realm. So let's see what else we got here. So Janie's also saying, I read somewhere that the energies this September are very strong. Not sure how true this is, but could this be why things are as they are? I don't know, Janie. I think the energies are so incredibly strong right now in general. Why bother putting it to, I know people pop up all the time. Oh, October is the first moon and the second sun of the third, all that stuff. It may well be. But from here on out, the energies are peaking. And each of us has the decision and the chore and the joy of continuing to heal ourselves, to move into unity now. And I already see by some of the comments being made over there on the message board, people are thinking about unity like they never did before. And maybe some don't agree that unity is the seventh part of our own being. That's okay. That's their choice. But others are realizing that all these parts within us, we've got to bring into some kind of balance now so we can move ahead and then go in unity with others. And so, yesterday was a unity concert too, but a little different kind. And we're now kicking around the idea that maybe we want to try to put together a unity concert for the spring. The way I was told that when the four colors came together, there would have to be some big gatherings. And I thought they would have been gatherings as happened in the past when there was big spiritual work to do. But I'm starting to see that's not right. The music and arts are kind of the leading the way on these gatherings, and then the teachings and understandings and connection and unity follow behind. So what do you all think about that? Stick in the middle, Tishara.
I wish that every day was day of unity concerts. That would be really nice. Sometimes we kind of like take for granted what we see on the news, and kind of like, okay, it happened, it's fine, let's move on. Sometimes we just cannot do it, we cannot ignore what it is in front of us. But on the other hand, it's quite interesting how the media nowadays tell us how to think and what to think about this or that. And we became, not independent. And we need to find that independence in ourselves and to bring that unity from things that are pure, such as music, such as art, such as writing, gatherings, these ways are the best ways that can guarantee that we will find common ground, because there's a lot going on in politics and economy that can crash in any second. And let's admit it, most of the Western world and way beyond that are so dependent on those elements that, you know, sometimes when you have too much weight on a very thin piece of wood, that piece of wood would break. So it is important to change our priorities and realize that the unity from the inside is affecting the unity from the outside. So it was great to hear a little bit about the concert that Jim and Sue went to. And I would correct Jim. He said Nikita, and her name is Nikita. And I think you are a very lucky man that she's not with you right now, kicking you in the butt. Just saying. I see great comments from Jamie. Music and lyrics have been used for years and will continue to be so. I think sometimes people sing along with the lyrics not even knowing what they're singing. It's only when you really listen that you can pick up the message. Now, you know, that's a really good topic for a show, actually. Music and lyrics and how much we pick and get from how much energy and what energy we can get from songs and singing along. So it is a great topic, actually. But I agree. I think sometimes we don't even realizing that we don't know the lyrics because we're not listening. We listen to a specific bit, to a specific genre, without even knowing what's going on. What is the really, like, the main objective and goal to those songs. I don't know if Jim read that before, but I will read it maybe again. What Sue wrote here, she said so much needs to change, and many of us need to come together and change the energy of what is around us as we come together with like minds. Changes will come naturally. Oh yeah, he wrote that. He addressed that. I would, you know, I can agree with you on that, Sue. I can agree with you on the natural part because I do believe that things like that can come naturally. I think we need to put a lot of trust and surrender to this process, which I believe we don't have enough of it, because we always think, you know, everything can go wrong in a few seconds because people are unreliable. And I think we created a society that is unreliable to each other. And we keep, when we fool each other and hurt each other, we hurt ourselves. Unfortunately, they don't teach you that in school. And when you don't learn it on school, then you really don't care. And I fear for the next generations, really, because that's their mentality. Another message from Sue, and then I'll shift it back to Jim. Sue said it was really powerful to see the young folks, the concert yesterday, singing along with Jamie. You could see that it was coming from their hearts. And I wish and pray that more of those young folks will follow that path and find their hearts in center in those concerts, no matter which concerts, really. But, you know, it's the same. Jim?
Okay, let's see. Here's one coming now from Susan, who has joined us, pardon me, a little while ago. Susan from Great Britain. I'm trying to type it and read it at the same time, so I'll stop typing. Susan, I have been a Stepford person for a year. As I get ready for California, I step out of this circle of being comfortable I see I was in. I say, don't be Stepford people, it kills spirit. So thank you, Susan, for admitting that, for one thing, and telling us You know, you notice that you're stepping out of that place. She's typing now that she felt like she was really lost as she did this. She didn't understand what she was actually trying to be comfortable and be what other people wanted. And wait. And expect it, okay. But she sees it so clearly now that she's stepping out. And she points out, oh yeah, that's a good one. Stepford person. She came from the movie, in my head, the Stepford Wives, the community where all the wives were, you know, lived up to that ideal that somebody had for what women were meant to be. It's kind of my problem I'm having with people like Ben Carson and his comments. And it all fell apart. But Stepford is very close to step forth. And as she said, she's stepping out of that circle. So, yeah, Stepford, step forth. How do you eliminate becoming a Stepford person again or getting out of that rut? If you step back into it, you step forth. Thank you, Susan. That's beautiful. I'll add that to some of the things we're typing as we go along down the road. Let's see what else has come. Yeah, and Sue's talking about the young folks at the concert singing along. Yeah, absolutely right. But I think everybody was singing along. Everybody was getting into it. We were taking some photos so we could share it with the rest of you all and moving around. So we felt the energy in many places. And I wrote about today is this one young woman who said to Sue and I that she really liked our native jewelry and she liked the thing I used to hold my hair back, which has some beads on it. And then when I turned around to say thank you, she saw the four colors I wear. And so we just chatted for just a couple of minutes. And she was part Lakota and part native from New Mexico, one of the Pueblo tribes down there, communities. And she asked what my connection was, and I told her I'd been adopted. And why were we here? Well, we're here to enjoy the music, but also to experience the unity. And we'd been in the Black Hills the week before. And she's going, yeah, I mean, we're just all here just enjoying this and feeling like, what do we need to do? And that was it. But there was a nice connection in just a moment or two with the young woman who was there and looking at things and saying, okay, I guess we need to make some changes here. And that's powerful medicine. And it helps us when we see some of this other stuff going crazy. And it helps us when we see some people who are still really stuck. It helps us to be able to send them blessings, love, hope they get out of it, but not waste too much of our time trying to get them out of it. Because you're not going to force those sorts of changes. And we could do show on show just talking about specifics of people who are doing, saying, and acting out some really bizarre things and then trying to use God, the Bible, their life, what they know as justification. That's not unity at all. So, great comments. And Susan, once again, thank you. Glad you're here. Let's see, what else do we have? Ron, over to you.
I definitely don't have much to say. We covered a lot in a very short time. I think we can all agree that unity is important, that unity is a key to a better world. I see a lot of callers, and I need to let you know, guys, the fact that you call is good. We want to hear your voice, but we also don't want to disturb you if you don't want to talk. So if any one of you wants to, you know, to pop up during the shows, let us know. We want you to bring your voice to the center of the circle and to talk about whatever it is that is in your heart. So it's all good. I also urge you to go to our website, www.sotem.org. It's a beautiful website and we need your help because we want to bring unity to the different circles all over And I think that's the best way to do it. Go to a website, as I told you, and there is a beautiful, beautiful donation button you can click on and help us to do so. It's for all of us, really. Otherwise, if you want to share all one of those shows, this one or other shows on our archives, please do that. Click on the Facebook share button or the Twitter one, or I don't know which any kind of social media you have, but whatever it is, you know, it's all good. It's part of the timeline that one day someone will look at and see, wow, my ancestors talked about unity. My ancestors talked about teachings and the seventh generation. Wow. So imagine that this tool will be a tool we'll be forced to be reckoned with, really. Yes, and we do love donations, but it's kind of like our thing. We have 5 minutes until the end of the show. Jim, anything else? Because I don't know what to say, but that's pretty much what I had so far.
Yeah, let me put on, let me just say quickly about the donations. The things we do now, of course, take a little bit of money, and so it always helps with that. So any donations, greatly appreciate it. But we're also trying to raise money, and Sue and Rod and myself have been doing a lot of different circles here in the physical realm in this north central part of Colorado. And when we do those, we ask for donations as well, because we're also trying to create a physical sanctuary where not only can we work together in this virtual realm, which is really powerful, but some can come and share what they know and learn some other things, connect in the physical realm as well. So that's why we do ask for those things. And I on the phones, I do believe that that's our good Doc Foster is one of the people on there who is having computer problems, and I think 780 is part of Canada. So if it is, welcome, Brock. Sorry we're missing your comments. They're always great, but we feel your energy. I thought I would just turn this on for a little bit so we can hear this. We mentioned Knock O'Bear was the performer we saw up at the Black Hills, and really his energy and his lyrics and his music in general, and then heard him again yesterday. Here's just a little bit of a song that he's really well known for, and some of you may know it, Great Spirit. Let me just play a little of this, because what he is singing about is connecting together in unity, sharing our energies, giving thanks to Creator, asking Creator to allow us to recreate that unity that we once had. So just give a little bit of listening, and then we'll come back on and finish this.
Our hard-hearted, bring me back to the nomadic way of weaving through the damage. Mindful, stay mindful. Great Spirit for my sisters, let me be the flowing river. Flood the banks, the rocks that bind her. Carry, I'll carry. Situation easy now. driving down the road of red and partial I am saying, praying, great, great spirit,
Okay, so there's some of it. You can find that on YouTube if you wish. And it's under Great Spirit by Nahko, N-A-H-K-O. If you'll pay attention to the lyrics in the song, he starts out with, Great Spirit, I have had it. And he had a very tough life, Nahko did in the beginning. So he's had it. He's going to give up. He's going to become one of those Stepford people, move back into a comfort zone. That's where the beginning of that is actually coming from. But from there, he starts moving into, okay, here's the things I need to do, and what's next, and blah, 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 blah. And so the rest of it then becomes, how do I get out of this darkness? How do I get out of this rut I'm in? And uses his connection with Great Spirit, the counselor, Great Spirit. Wakatanka, great mystery, to do that. So to me, it's totally positive, upbeat piece of music. And all of his music isn't like that. Some of it is very loud. He's got a really interesting voice he can do a lot with. We noticed yesterday, I mean, he can sing native songs. He can do reggae really well. He can do rock. He can do just about anything. And we're using him because he's just a current example. But so many are stepping in that place now. That was a fun way to end it. What do you think, Sharon?
Yeah, no, it was really good. I'm just looking at the pictures you took yesterday, Jim. Really good energy, and sure is a good way to finish our show. Thank you so much for being with us today on our show. It's been a pleasure, like always. And be sure to join us next week, to a brand new show. Looking forward to seeing you all. And, yeah, take care until then. And, yes, we love the donations button. And, yeah, that's all good. Thank you, everybody. And see you again really soon. Take care.